Clayton Blackmore, a man of many parts for Manchester United. One of the many jobs that Blackmore can do is at right back.
It's Blackmore again. Oh, he's found the range this time. Pick that out. Wallace in space. A lot of players forward here, Manchester United. Blackmore. A lovely goal. Chance to cash in on Arsenal's early indiscipline with Clayton Blackmore. It's there. 80 seconds. Clayton Blackmore gives Manchester United a dream start.
Hello, welcome to Red Voices, the official Man United podcast. I'm MUTV's Mark Sullivan. This week I'm joined by Adam Marshall and Adam Bostock from the club website and our special guest, former Red Clayton Blackmore. Coming up in today's show, we look forward to the weekend's game against newly promoted Swansea City. We reflect on the Reds' performances for their national teams and look ahead to Euro 2012. And finally, we answer the fans' questions, which have been sent via red.voices@manunited.co.uk. The Premier League returns to our screens this weekend as United travel to Swansea for the first time in 28 years. And Clayton, it's going to be a tough test there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. To be fair, I think I watched the Swans a few years ago and I thought, you know, they were equipped well then to come up to the Premier League and do well because, you know, they do play a lot of football. They want to get the ball down and they play football, which in the Premier League, obviously that's what we do. You know, we've been champions how many times? 19 times. So, you know, it's that's the way to play and it's the way forward. And I think some of the stats are backing that up as well now. But, I was a bit upset. They didn't make it last year, the year before. But, you know, Welsh football's on the up at the moment. Even the national team are winning games.
Yeah, more on the national team a little bit later. But Clayton says the stats back it up, don't they? Swansea have performed very, very well in the Premier League. And at the heart of that is their excellent defensive record.
It is, and their goalkeeper's excellent, isn't he, as well? Michel Vorm has been a fantastic signing for them. I think they were looking around for a goalie, weren't they, for much of the summer and decided upon him. And he's been a revelation ever since the first game. I think when they played City and they got beaten 4-0, but he still had a superb match. So, I mean, they are very impressive. They play the right way, like Clayton says. They're going to be very difficult in front of their home fans. I think it's a sellout and a record sort of attendance that they've ever had there. So we know it's going to be hard. And it's one of those awkward games we've just got to get through, really.
I've been to the Liberty Stadium, Adam Bostock. It's a fantastic venue. And like Clayton says, it's great for Welsh football to have a Premier League side.
Of course it is, yeah. I mean, I do remember, I'm old enough to remember when Swansea were last in the top flight in the early 80s, and they had a team of journeymen, sort of ex-Liverpool players who played at, you know, bigger clubs. But it was a good, plucky band of players they had down there. It's great to see them back in the top flight. It's great to see a new name in the Premier League after all these years, actually. And I think they've got, obviously, a very good, bright young manager in Brendan Rodgers, who had some great experience at Chelsea. And it's looking good for them in terms of... I guess they were overwhelming favourites to go back down, but so far, so good.
How do you rate Brendan Rodgers, Clayton, as a manager?
Well, I think... you know, Martinez, when he went in a couple of years ago, he's got them playing football, and the good thing Brendan's done, he's not gone in and changed anything. You know, I think he's seen the way they're playing, and it was working. So, you know, the players they've got at the club, they play a certain way, and, you know, the good thing, he's figured out the best way to play, and he's kept everything pretty much the same. And, you know, it's, you know, they've got promotion, and, you know, he's got his rewards, really, for going with the way they were playing.
They've got some Welsh internationals as well, including young Joe Allen, just 21. I read at the weekend, actually, his inspiration is Paul Scholes. Joe Allen's just a diminutive 5'6". Scholes is just an inch taller than him, and he said he drew on Scholes' experience and inspiration because a small player can make it in the Premier League.
Yeah, I mean, you look at people like Scholes, and then you go to the lads at Barcelona. They're all similar height, and Swansea are a small team. They've got the lad Ian Britton as well. He's a busy little player, aggressive as well in the tackle, even though there's nothing of him. But, you know, they're a very busy team. And this is going to be the biggest game Swansea's ever had. You know, I mean, I was there when Tosh took the Swans up years ago, and had, like I said, we had a lot of ex-journeymen playing there, the Kennedys and all that from Liverpool, and you also had a lot of the ex, the older Welsh internationals, like I think it was Alan Curtis
Robbie
was playing,
Robbie James,
and you know they did really well, but it. I think in the end it cost them. In the end, you know, they were having to spend so much money, they ended up going the wrong way. So they went all the way up through the leagues and then all the way down.
But, yeah, it's a great story, Swansea, isn't it?
It is, and they nearly went out of business a few years ago. So you know, to get back up now, straight up into the top league, and it's through playing football. And you know, it's going to be really interesting. I'm a bit worried. You know, obviously I want United to win. We can't afford to drop points at the moment, and I just think it's going to be a really tough game down there.
Yeah, the heart of their team are two Englishmen, Danny Graham up front, who's got 4 in his last 5, and Scott Sinclair, Adam, is a tricky winger, isn't he? We saw him emerge from the youth ranks at Chelsea, didn't quite make the grade there, spent some time at loan at various clubs, but he's had a very good season.
He has, he's a good little player, isn't he, Sinclair? I mean, I think they got him from Bristol Rovers, didn't they? He was only about 15, I think, when he first come through, and he didn't make it at Chelsea, as so many don't, do they, really? But I guess maybe Brendan Rodgers knew him from there, and that's where he sort of picked him up. But he's a lively player, isn't he? He's quite a slippery customer coming forward. I think Graham, there were a few question marks, weren't there, at first, whether he could sort of score in the Premier League and get goals. I think even their own fans early on seemed to sort of maybe doubt he could, but he seems to have come pretty good for them, and he's been speaking today about playing with Cleverley at Watford, so it'll be interesting, hopefully those two will sort of come up against each other. But it's good that these players can come up, and I think sometimes players get tagged as championship-level players a bit unfairly, don't they? You never know until you give them a chance.
And I read, Adam, that Mark Gower, the Swansea midfield, has created more chances per game than anyone else in the Premier League. In fact, anyone else in the top European, the five top European leagues.
Well, that's a very proud stat, isn't it, really? Obviously, creating chances is one thing, of course, but taking them is the other. But no, obviously, they are, as Clayton said earlier, they're playing football in the right manner. And to have someone with his creativity can only be an asset to them. I wonder what kind of game it will be, whether it'll be sort of a bit like an old fashioned cup tie, really, with the atmosphere down there. And we, of course, came a cropper in the early part of the season when Burnley came up, didn't we, at Turf Moor. So perhaps we can expect a similar kind of atmosphere on Saturday. And hopefully, our experience will rule the day.
Yeah, enough about Swansea for the moment, Clay, and I want to ask you about United's lineup and who do you think should partner Rooney at the moment?
Well, hopefully, obviously, with the last few games, Wayne's been playing in midfield, so hopefully he'll get back to be playing up front, and I think that'll be the big key. I think the lad Monk is their weak link at the back, the Swans, and, you know, with Rooney up front, I think he could cause a bit of damage against him.
Yeah.
I'm playing up front with him, could be Welbeck, you know, the manager, it could be anybody.
He could be in midfield again. Unfortunately, it won't be Owen. He's sidelined, isn't he, with injury for the moment. So it's a crucial game, Adam, is that United have to emerge with 3 points. At the start of the season, we looked at that fixture and said, well, that's a given, we'll win the 3 points there. The way Swansea have played and perhaps the way we're not being so clinical in recent games suggests that it could be a lot tougher than we expect.
I think so. I mean, you look at their game at Liverpool where they've got a draw, haven't they, at Anfield.
Applauded off the pitch by the Liverpool fans.
They should have won that game.
They could have had the chances, didn't they, as well? I mean, to steal 3 points there would have been incredible. So, I mean, that shows you what we're up against. On their home patch, they've only let in one goal, I think, all season. That was an own goal. So we know it's going to be difficult. We know it's the sort of game where, I don't know, as fans, we look at these later kickoffs sometimes, and we've had the odd bad experience in those as well. Maybe it's just a coincidence, but we'll know by then, I think, what City will have done against Newcastle, and, you know, they could have gone 8 points clear, and the pressure will be on, even at this stage of the season, won't it? So, just got hope now the internationals are over, we can really kick on and focus on all the matches coming up, really.
Well, speaking of the internationals, that's what we'll talk about next. So the latest international break has come to an end. Fantastic results for the Republic of Ireland. They're through to Euro 2012. More on that in a minute. And for England, winning both their games against Sweden and the world champion Spain. But because you're here, Clayton, let's start with Wales. Enjoyed another victory, 4-1 against Norway, which is 3-3 for Wales now. And you've not put a run like that together for as long as I can remember.
Well, I mean, I think it's a long time ago now when Tosh took over, and he got rid of a lot of the old players who were playing in the Premiership and, you know, more or less give the young lads a chance. And everybody knew then it was going to take a long time for them to get the experience, and it looks like it's starting to pay off now. You know, we've still got a little bit of experience there with your Bellamy's in the team. And, you know, the quality's coming through. They've had some great performances in the last 4 or 5 years, but, you know, we weren't churning out results. Now we're starting to get results, and, you know, 4-1 against Norway is a great result.
Yeah, it really
is.
You know,
they are obviously starting to play well, and they look strong.
Yeah, and players like Bale and Ramsey would get into many an international side.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've always had players who are a bit special, and, you know, they are the cutting edge in our team. And with those two on Bellamy, without them three, it'd probably be a much different result.
Shame there's no Man United contingent in the Welsh ranks at the moment. I mean, recent history, yourself, Hughesy, Giggs.
Well, I mean, I think the old Premier League thing, the way it's all set up, where you can only get players from an hour away, that, you know, puts pay to that a wee bit. And hopefully that'll change in the future and we'll be able to get a few more Welsh people.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be good to see some more in the ranks. Let's talk of Ireland, Adam, because they did the job away at Estonia, winning 4-0. It was a party time, really, wasn't it? The 1-1 draw in Dublin. But a fantastic achievement for them to get to their first finals since, what was it, 2002 and the World Cup there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all pleased Ireland got through. We'd like to see them do well. I mean, I thought it'd be a lot tougher for them, the away game. They coasted in the end. I think they went down to 9 men, didn't they, Estonia?
Yeah.
Probably helped a little bit. But Gibbo didn't get on, unfortunately. I mean, you'd hope that he'd be able to get in the squad and push for that, you know, like in terms of next year. Maybe even Robbie Brady, who's been brilliant for the under-21s, and their star player by a long way. I mean, maybe it might come a little bit too soon, but he could push for a place, and it'd be great to see either of those two or both of them.
Well, he's a regular at Hull, isn't he, Robbie Brady, and a decent championship side.
He is, and he's been, I mean, obviously, change of manager now. He'll be playing under Nick Barmby, so that goes for him. But he has been excellent there, hasn't he? And it's good that he's got that first team football, and really want to see him push on now. And if he could get in the Ireland squad, it'd be a great experience, wouldn't it? To
definitely. Nani was in action for Portugal. He scored a superb goal. Have you seen it?
I've seen it. Fantastic.
Quality goal. If you've not seen it at home, get on YouTube and watch it. It's a fantastic effort. Ronaldo got a couple as well in that game. Portugal cruised to a 6-2 win in the second leg and qualified for the final. So it's great to see another red at Euro 2012.
It is. And who knows, as has happened in the past, that the team that comes in the back door, i.e. through the playoffs, might be the one that surprises us when the finals come around. They've obviously got some fantastic attacking talent in the Portuguese ranks. And it was great to see Nani scoring what actually is becoming a bit of a trademark for him. A scorcher from about, 30 yards. And a fantastic celebration to follow as well. Obviously, it's his birthday today, so he's had a good week, and we hope he can transform it back onto the pitch with United. We've had a video compilation on the website today looking at his best moments from the last 12 months. Of course, Players' Player of the Year being one of those highlights. Perhaps of late, not seen the real Nani, or the Nani that we know he can be, but on the whole, he's a player who continues to be on the up and up.
Definitely. Okay, let's go to England now. Clayton, get you talking about England. I know you love it. But Fabio Capello experimented a bit with the England side over the last couple of games. Just before we chat to you about that, Clayton, Phil Jones played in midfield in both games. And Jones was actually subject of debate when Andy Ritchie was a guest in the Red Cafe on MUTV on Wednesday.
I mean, it's weird. Every manager at club level or international level is obviously looking for the next centre-half, aren't they? It's the backbone. But Capello doesn't seem to really want Jones in that role, does he? I don't know whether it's a youth thing or whether there's been a couple of, you know, dodgy moves over the last year or so. But for some reason, I mean, England do have worries at centre-back going forward into 2012, don't they?
Yes, I mean, you know, John Terry is in probably not, I wouldn't say his twilight years yet, but he's getting older. You know, Cahill is a young player who seems to be doing okay. Jagielka is there, but he's obviously operated Phil in midfield in these, you know, last two games. I didn't see the game against Spain because I was working, but I saw the game last night, and I thought that he, by all accounts, was better in midfield last night than he was against Spain. But yeah, you've got to be, I think, absolutely fantastic to play midfield against Spain. They've got the best midfield in the world right now. And, you're going to be chasing the ball for quite a bit. And that's, I think, what Phil was doing a little bit. He was more in a defensive role. But last night, you know, he showed that he could get forward.
So, Phil Jones as a midfielder, Clayton. You played in many positions for United, both full-backs, all across the midfield. How is a versatile player a benefit to the club and to himself, and how can it be a hindrance?
It's a hindrance to the player, obviously, because you're always on the move, and you're not in... where you can play in most positions, it usually takes you 2 or 3 games to get your confidence up and running again, so you're always... If you watch players at the start of the season, you can see and they look a bit rusty, and you know it takes a few games before they get up and running, and you know the confidence is flowing. And I think that's the same wherever you move. If you move in positions, you know you do need to get your confidence going. Some people are just, you know, full of confidence and they know exactly what they're doing. But I've always found when I move positions, you know, you had
your form suffered a little until
it did a little bit. Yeah. You know, sometimes it didn't because you knew straight away because I mean, if I was playing the reserve, I played a lot of games in midfield and up front in the reserves. And, you know, if you're in those positions, you're used to doing it all the time, week in, week out, and then all of a sudden I'll be playing left-back, and I've not played there for a while. So, you know, it's just getting used to that position and building your confidence up again.
But players like yourself and like Jones are essential in the squad, aren't they? Because they can cover so many positions. We had John O'Shea fulfilling that role for many years.
No, I mean, it's great for the manager because he knows he can rely on you in any position, and... I mean, he's got loads of energy, Jonesy, and he's got a good touch. Watching in the game the other day, he kept picking up loose balls and playing it out wide, and you know that's what the manager wants. Anything coming out of the box, he wants it going back in there, and he's there mopping things up, and you know pretty much tidying everything up. To be fair,
yeah, I think his long-term future is at centre half, isn't it? Where he's excellent, Adam, and although he played very well for England in midfield, and that experience against Spain would have been amazing for him.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the easiest game to play in midfield, I wouldn't have thought, you know, and especially when he sort of found himself going forward quite a lot, really, from that position. It's always going to be hard for him. I think, like we've been, you know, like we do tend to build players up very quickly now, and the fact that England are very much sort of taking ownership of Jones and saying he could be like Baresi, and Capello's a big fan of him, and he's a certainty for the squad and this kind of thing. I mean, it's still a little bit early in his career. He's still got a bed in here at United. He's had a fantastic start, and I think for me, his best position so far has really been right back, where at Bolton in particular was an incredible performance. So he's still got a long way to go, and I do get a little bit wary of people bigging him up a bit too quickly. And I guess, you know, like we've got to try and keep his feet on the ground when he comes back here.
Definitely, yeah. Welbeck had a half-hour cameo, didn't he, against Spain, and he was due to start, we understand, against Sweden until injury curtailed that, unfortunately. But he, again, has shown himself to be gracing the international stage as if he's a natural there.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, at the moment, I don't think England are blessed with the best of strikers. You know.
And he offers something different, doesn't he?
I think he does. And, of course, I think now 3 years ago this week, he banged in his first goal here for the Reds against Stoke. So he's come a long way.
Cracker that one as well.
Was a scorcher, wasn't it? So, you know, I'd be hopeful that he can make the final the squad next summer. Bobby Samora starting the other night, for me, isn't an England international, but...
He did OK, didn't he, to be fair to him?
He did OK. I mean, he plays a certain way. He's good at holding the ball up and bringing the wide players into play, and perhaps if Capello has to play a certain system, then he could fit in. But it's not the sort of player that excites you as you go into a major tournament. We already know, of course, that Wayne's going to miss the opening... games, so perhaps Danny can be the one to step up.
Yeah, it's great to have a core of England internationals at United, though, Clayton, isn't it? The likes of Rooney, of course, Welbeck, Cleverley, Jones, Smalling, Ashley Young, all these players have got a great chance of going to Poland and Ukraine.
Yeah, you know, I think you expect them to go. I think, obviously, the big plus for the manager is obviously Rooney being suspended. And the rest of us...
Not going to have so much of a tiring summer.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like now he's not playing in the other games either, so, you know, he should be fresh and he could be the bright spark for us at the weekend now, and the manager will be quietly happy, I would have thought,
yeah,
what happened there. So it's a pity for Wayne. Obviously, he wants to play for England. But, you know, it's helping United at the moment.
Yeah, just very quickly on the other players involved. I saw Chicharito on target for Mexico. Valencia has been involved in a win for Ecuador over Peru, wasn't it? So, Reds all over the world representing their countries, which is a fantastic sight, really.
It is, absolutely. And I think, actually, these breaks can sometimes be a benefit. I think, you know, we went into the break in perhaps not the best of form. One or two players had niggles. They've had a chance to perhaps for those niggles to clear up. Our players are gaining valuable experience all the time, and you think again of how young Chicharito is really, and how sort of new he is to a football career, full stop, you know. But he goes away with Mexico and scores with incredible regularity with them, and obviously it keeps him ticking over very nicely. And
comes back with a lot of confidence from that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think now that they've got this more sensible routine of playing on the Friday night and then on the Tuesday, it's far, far better, because players now are getting back to Carrington. Some are getting back Wednesday. At the worst, they're getting back Thursday. Yeah. You know, because you had the situation previously where the manager was holding a press conference on the Friday and was saying, well, I haven't seen him yet because he's not got back.
Yeah,
or he
strange.
Got back in the wee small hours of the morning. So
well, that might have been when we were playing. No, we used to get back Thursday afternoon.
So you're in big favour of Friday,
yeah,
Tuesday?
Yeah, I think it's perfect now for the clubs. You know, well, the players more than anything, because they need the rest, especially if you're travelling all over the world. It might even give the chance of the South American players now to come back and play here, you know, because usually we used to have to leave them out because they're travelling so much, playing games. They're playing later as well. But, no, it's great. I mean, I can't believe they've not done it years ago. But we always used to suffer, the Welsh lads. We used to, you know, in the old days, we used to drink as well after the game. But we'd look at the stats on the Sunday morning of all the players at marks out of 10. All the Welsh lads would be under 5. We'd be 4 or 5 out of 10. It'd all be hopeless because we're all goosed.
What, even
from
Nev?
The travelling.
Big Nev?
No, Nev was exceptional. He didn't really drink that much now. He used to drink tea when he went out.
No, fantastic. That's definitely helped United. Well, helped all clubs, of course. So, yeah, well done to all of the international Reds over the last 2 weeks. Okay, to our fans' questions then. These sent in via email to red.voices@manunited.co.uk. The first one is from Joe Stevenson from London, who writes, why have United stopped scoring? 7 goals in 6 games isn't good enough. Clayton, the goals have dried up a little.
Yeah, I think obviously the way we'd... obviously when we left so many goals in one game, you know, I think we had to get back to basics and we started defending as a team. Because even the games before, which we had won, like the Chelsea game, there seemed to be a lot of gaping holes and teams were, you know, getting through and at the back four and at the goalkeeper very easy. And I think we've tightened everything up, and doing that, you sacrifice going forward as much. But, you know, we've got the right results, and that's the main thing. I mean, we're not there in... I know we're supposed to be there to entertain people, but it's more important for us to win the games rather than play fantastic football all the time.
OK. Amir from India writes, do you watch the younger players develop at United, and who stand out for you at the moment?
Of course, you work with the under-15s. It's how young you mean. Is he talking about the ones coming
through?
We'll
talk about the ones that are on MUTV, perhaps, the under-18s or the reserves.
People like Ravel Morrison. Yeah, they've got some really good talent coming through, but, it's so tough for them to break into the first team.
We've seen a few of them break through, though.
Yeah, the manager always chucks them in the cup
Michael
games.
Keane, yeah, Lionel
Zaki's
Cole.
Zaki's done well as well. Zaki, and they've done really well when they've come in. So, you know, it's great to keep an eye on them. And I know there's a lot of interest in Pogba at the moment. I mean, I'd like to have seen him play maybe last year in the cup games, and really he should have been pushing this year with Cleverley for that middle spot, because I think, you know, he's got great ability, and he's the one I was hoping. He always reminded me of Patrick Vieira, so, you know, he's got that about him, and some of the goals he scored in the reserves are fantastic with both feet. So, you know, it'd be nice to see him doing that in the first team.
Absolutely. OK, another one for you, Clayton. Under the old numbering system, you wore every number from 2 to 11. What number was your favourite? And I guess we can ask that as well. What position did you prefer to play?
I don't know. I think I used to like wearing 8, 10...
8 and 10. That would say to me that you like playing midfield or just behind the strikers or something.
Yeah, I would have said middle midfield. That was my favourite. But I mean, if I wasn't playing in the first team, I'd be playing up front in the reserves. And I used to love playing up front. It's easy up front.
All glory,
you do score a goal. And everybody loves you as well when you score a goal.
Same question to you boys then. Which Clayton did you prefer? What position did you describe to see him in?
Well, I think the long range.
That's from
free
Gary
kicks.
Lloyd, by the way. That's not from me. That's from Gary Lloyd.
Long range free kicks and the goals for the sort of Montpellier one and ones like that.
Yeah, Kim and Andy then.
Since remember you taking the penalties. I remember being in Notts County and you took a penalty went to that one. So
I was in the mud and nobody wanted to. I came on as a sub in that game.
Yeah, it's a hard
nobody
game,
wanted
that
to take
one.
It.
Big
and I looked up
well.
And it must have been 20,000 United fans.
Yeah.
All right, it looked like 20,000 behind the goal.
We all got in on the day as well. We all paid in the day that day.
Yeah, so it was mad. That.
I think your position on the line was pretty good position to be in, wasn't it, in Rotterdam?
I think as a defender, you've got to try and read what's going to happen in the game and anticipate. And that's pretty much what we're trying to teach the kids now. Because they've got all the enthusiasm and the skills are there, but
don't react to the danger,
they don't
anticipate
react to
it.
Or anticipate what's going to happen or what could happen. So it's happened before they can react. And I think that's a big thing in the game, especially for me. I mean, I've watched some of my goals. The boys got the goals out the other week, and I thought, I look quite quick there. You know, everybody's thinking, because I remember they've got me and Jamie Redknapp on, was it Soccer AM?
Yeah.
And the first thing they've done is have a wee race with two tortoises, trying to make out we're both slow. But, I think if you use your head, you know, you can be 2 yards quicker than you need to be without being fast with your legs, you know, and you're already there before it happens.
Finally, our betting predictions then. Neither the website's prediction of a Nemanja Vidic anytime goal against Everton or MUTV's prediction of a 1-1 draw came in last time we did this. So what are we going for this time round? Clayton, as the special guest, you get to choose for the websites.
All right. I usually do Rooney 3-1, but I'll go Rooney 2-1 because I think it'll be a tight game.
Rooney first scorer.
Yeah, I think he'll score two. I think he'll get a couple on the night. I think he'll be the key.
Okay, so you're going Rooney 2-1. I'm going to go for a straight 1-0 to United, I think. I desperately need to claw back some winnings.
Yeah.
I think it'll be tight. I agree with you. It should be a tight game.
It'll be a tight game.
Swansea, very good defensive record. Only one goal conceded at home.
Yeah, and it was a bad one.
So, yeah, it's going to be close.
I think it was an own goal.
Yeah, Graham, I think.
Yeah.
That shows how tough it will be, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, 2-1, Rooney first, says Clayton, and I will say 1-0 United. That is all from us for this week. Many thanks to Clayton Blackmore for joining us. Thanks, too, to Adam Marshall and to Adam Bostock. Thank you at home for listening, and we'll see you again next week. Bye for now.